This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. So we concluded in the previous segment where Hudhud made a sudden presence after the absence of Hudhud, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was concerned about the absence of this bird, but then it came in and gave an explanation to its absence to say that, hang on, O Sulaiman, I've got some genuine, tangible, absolute, concrete evidence regarding the queen of Sheba. She and her nation is worshipping the sun, etc. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The devil has adorned and decorated it and enticed them into this year. Verse 27, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam says, okay, let's analyze the merits of the case. Let's probe it. Let's see how reliable, authentic it is. So you've said what you've said, but now we need to put it to test. A student could arrive late at school and say, you know what, there was a major accident on the way, and due to that, traffic was diverted and lives were lost, and it was really serious. And you say, oh, okay, that's absolutely excusable, and you know, you are excused given this year. But then when you do homework, you realize that that particular accident which the youngster was referring to had happened 2 days before. So the story doesn't tie up. Verse 27, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam says, قَالَ, he said, سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We will now look into the matter to find out and to follow up. أَصَدَقْتَ, أَوْ هُدْهُدْ, have you spoken the truth? أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, or are you from amongst those that are speaking a lie? I mean, today, an average person, the common person, you won't have that form of authority and communication with a fellow human, teacher to student, parent to child, whatever it is. Appreciate the empire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that he could interrogate the merits of the case narrated to him by this bird. So verse 28, اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. Okay, listen, I'm going to task you with a duty. And Sulaiman alayhi salam then deployed Hudhud as a courier. So a courier service, right? Today we think we're smart, and today we think, you know what, we have swift mail and we can communicate so easily and effectively. Look at that time, back at that time, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam writes a note and then gives it to the bird. The narration say that Hudhud took it in his minqar, minqar meaning in the beak. Exact translation, verse 28, اذهب بكتابي هذا, take this note of mine. اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم, then go and drop it on them. Go and drop it on them. ثم تولى, then step aside. Step aside. Step aside means step slightly aside. لأن التولي بالكلية ينافي قول الله تعالى فانظر ماذا يرجعون. And how do we know? How do we know that it is meant step aside slightly? Because in the latter portion of verse 28, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam gives instructions to Hudhud that after dropping a note, step, but step aside, and we understand that from this verse here, then listen to what their response is. So how would the bird be able to intercept what the response is if the bird was far away, if Hudhud was far away? Surely that indicates that step aside, which is an etiquette, that you don't overwhelm the person. You don't, you know, invade the privacy of the individual. You give them time and space. You've communicated a note. You step aside, give them some space. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and then you wait and see whatever the response is. So it is mentioned in Ma'arif al-Quran that this is etiquette. This is etiquette as an envoy. In fact, Luqman Hakim said that send a wise person as an envoy. And if you don't find a wise envoy, then take your note yourself. Send a wise person as an envoy. You're sending someone as a messenger to communicate a message, to drop a note, whatever it is. Let your envoy be a wise person. And if it's not someone who's hakim and wise, then delay the matter or go yourself. Because then you would have to undo the wrong that he did. And this is so important. Sometimes we assign a task to someone who is simple-minded, who is naive, who is foolish, who is not wise, who is not calculated. And then that individual distorts the message or does not present it in its holistic form. So, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, step aside. Etiquettes. Etiquettes in the presence of seniors, prominent people, etc. You convey a message, move aside. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرُجِعُونَ, and then wait and see what they respond. This portion, the latter portion, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ of verse 28, reveals to us that as much as Hudhud could understand and comprehend and converse with Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hudhud could also understand and comprehend the communication of others. And this also was a miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So one was, عُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ, that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam knew the language of birds and by extension the animals, as we spoke about the ant, etc. And here, the bird has been tasked to understand, comprehend, and relay the information of their response, which then reveals to us that Hudhud had a further understanding in comprehending the discussion and the communication of others as well. Okay, so that's it. Verse 28, the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam entrusted to Hudhud, and Hudhud goes. Verse 29, اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تولى عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. قالت يا أيها الملأ, قالت يا أيها الملأ, إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. الله أكبر. Verse 29, the Quran goes direct to the point. And like I've mentioned previously, that the Quran is a book of guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will omit those things which are not connected to our guidance, which could be understood. Meaning the bird then took the letter and off it flew. Now Allah doesn't describe the flight and the duration and the altitude and all those related things. Yes, Allah does tell us in the Quran to marvel at the birds. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Will they not marvel at the flight of birds and the flock of birds and how smooth they fly and how they glide? Who keeps them? I mean, by the law of gravity, why is it that they still remain? Why is it they still remain in the atmosphere? And when you go back to, the invention of the aircraft, and the first person was Abbas, if you can do your homework, the Wright brothers, they propelled on his idea, if you understand the phrase here. They propelled on his idea. But it was a person by the name of Abbas who looked at the bird and he said, well, if the birds can do it, why not? So, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Why don't they look? Why don't they look at the birds? How it's just, flying in the atmosphere. مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. It is Allah that keeps them airborne. It is Allah that keeps them in mid-air. Yes, indeed. That is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how Allah has blessed the different creations with different abilities. We know it's the chapter of the ant. One of the distinct abilities that Allah has blessed the ant with is the ability to smell, right? Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, when he writes about the intelligence of Pharaoh, لَهُمْ عُيُونُ الْغُرَابُ وَشَمَّةُ النَّمْلِ. لَهُمْ عُيُونُ الْغُرَابُ وَشَمَّةُ النَّمْلِ. They had the eye of a crow and the smelling sense of an ant. So Allah has blessed different creatures with different abilities and different instincts. قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. Verse 29, Bilqis receives the letter. قالت, she says, يا أيها الملأ, oh my ministers, ملأ عبارة عن القوم تمتلئ القلوب من هيبتهم. ملأ refers to the prominent, the leaders, the ministers, you know, those who have an impact on society. يا أيها الملأ, oh my ministers, إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. Verily, I have received a very dignified note. So ألقي is مجهول, as we would say, it's not معروف, meaning not in an active voice, in a passive voice, indicating at this stage, I don't know who the letter is from. إني ألقي إلي. I've just received this. And then, of course, she discovers it as the letter itself describes who the letter is from. إني, verily, I, ألقي, have received كتابٌ, a note, كريم, respectful, a dignified. Why did she receive or refer to this letter as a respectful note, a dignified note? You know, sometimes a person writes you a letter or sends you a gift, seals it nice, presents it nice, the whole presentation, the envoy itself. Okay, I don't know this person, but just the handwriting itself, the tone of the letter. I mean, so many times you get a WhatsApp message or you get an email. You don't know the individual from above. So, but just the tone, the expression, the communication, the related, you know, expressions kind of give you an idea to the nature of the scribe or the nature of the individual. So one is it had a stamp, right? And that itself what would give a sense of official status to the letter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions had told him that these people want a stamp, and then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, ila azim al-Rum, the very hadith in Bukhari, to the Roman emperor, in which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam then wrote a letter. He wrote to the different rulers and kings, conveying the da'wat of Allah. So this was a practice of the pious. This was a practice of the anbiya and the pious, communicating the message through a letter. And even when we look at the Sahaba, there was correspondence. Aisha radiallahu anha writes a letter to Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Amma ba'd, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِمَسَاخِطِ اللَّهِ يَصِرْ حَامِدُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَامًا لَهُ وَالسَّلَامِ. Whoever disobeys Allah with the passage of time, his cronies and allies will become his adversary and foe and opponents. Wassalamu alaykum. Letter concluded. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, من تفعت بكلام أحد بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من تفعت بكلام كتبه إلي علي بن أبي طالب. In my entire life, I never benefited from a single piece of advice after the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as much as I benefited from one advice of Ali radiyallahu anhu. He wrote to me, أما بعد فإن المرأة يسره إدراك ما لم يكن ليفوته ويسوءه فوت ما لم يكن ليدركه. O Ibn Abbas, the common average regular individual is such that he becomes elated when he accomplishes something material, and he becomes depressed when he loses something material. So, فَلْيَكُنْ سُرُورُكَ بِمَا نِلْتَ مِنْ أَمْرِ آخِرَتِكَ وَلْيَكُنْ أَسَفُكَ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا. O Ibn Abbas, this is the advice been given to you. Let your joy and happiness, bliss and excitement revolve around your spiritual accomplishments. And let your sadness and regret revolve around your spiritual losses. وَمَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا فَلَا, وَمَا فَاتَكَ مِنْهَا فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَيْهِ جَزِعًا. وَلْيَكُنْ هَمُّكَ مَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And as for the losses of this world, let it not consume you. Let it not depress you. And as for the accomplishments of this world, let it not take you to a point of obsession. And let your focus be on the latter. So these, was the correspondence between Sayyidina Ali and Abdullah ibn Abbas. And how clean were the hearts? I mean, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was such a great scholar. But he was open, he was bold, he embraced, he accepted. There was nothing like plagiarism. Today we just plagiarize and we want to take the efforts of others or the works of others or the research of others or the findings of others and we want to attribute it to ourselves. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. And they love to be lauded and acknowledged and complimented for things they did not do. Okay, let's get back into the ayah. So the Hudhud comes and drops the note. Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, addresses her people. إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. Oh folks, oh people, oh ministers, listen, I've received a very dignified note. Okay, tell us more about it. إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse 30. إنه من سليمان. The letter is from Sulaiman. The likelihood is that she heard about Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is what the scholars say. Being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the kingdom and the empire, and being the Prophet of Allah, the news would have definitely got around. So she would have heard about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Innahu min Sulaiman. Look at how brief, how comprehensive, yet all encompassing. So this is again something important. So sometimes we speak so long, but the message is not understood. Sometimes it's so brief that it's inadequate. So here we find comprehensive nature, and yet it addresses all the aspects of concern. Innahu min Sulaiman. You need to know who sent it, right? Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah used to also say, when you send a gift to someone, then the individual who receives the gift needs to be informed from who the gift was sent. Because that person needs to know, do I accept it or not? Number two, I would like to make dua for that individual. So it is important that the person who conveys the gift or gives the gift provides that basic information. Otherwise, now somebody sent a gift for you. Now I'm skeptical to take it. I don't know what could be in it, etc. Innahu min Sulaiman, verse 30. This is from Sulaiman. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. What's the format of the letter? In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. So we've got two things going here. The introduction to the sender, and then of course commencing the letter with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu amrin dhibalin lam yubda bi ismillah. Every matter of importance which is not commenced with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain insufficient and incomplete. Innahu min Sulaiman. The letter is from Sulaiman. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As believers, we commence, we open, we start, we embark all our ventures from a letter to an address to a gathering to an event to a meeting by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is, what was the message in that letter? Let's just wait and see. We conclude on verse 30. The letter has fallen in her lap. She's introduced it that it is from Sulaiman. The opening words are in the name of Allah. Let's see what the message is all about.